from your hostess with the mostest, Lauren Hines.
This is I Did It My Way, the podcast that brings you into the story of leading entrepreneurs and tastemakers.
Meet Far Out Galaxy's creators and owners, William and Shelley. They are photographers, artists, full-on lovers, party animals, and wild for each other. After meeting in the robot booth, a modern innovation by William, at a dive bar, and spending just 18 short days getting to know each other, they drove to Tennessee on a Monday and eloped. William wore blue pants and Shelley wore a tie-dye dress. They read their own vows and ate at Joe's Crab Shack before driving back home that night. That Monday was several years ago, and they're just as wild and just as in love with each other as they were then. They consistently carry over that risk-taking and wild love mentality into Far Out Galaxy and have built a team of creatives who are also wild, wild about love, wild about life, and wild about parties. Hello, creatives and tastemakers. Welcome. Thanks for coming in on this episode of I Did It My Way. It's the podcast that takes you into the journey of leading entrepreneurs and tastemakers. And today I'm excited that we're joined by two probably of the funnest creatives that I know. William and Shelley Hogan of the Far Out Galaxy are here joining us today. You heard their bio a little bit before you listened to this episode, and we're just so excited that they're joining us to share their story and to give us some cool ideas. And I'm happy to be able to have William and Shelley here today. So thank you guys for joining.
Yeah, we're super excited.
Well, I'd love for people to hear your journey, because if you guys haven't heard of Shelley or William, they are the faces and the spirits behind Far Out Galaxy and a number of other really cool brands. And so I would love for them to share a little bit about Far Out Galaxy, how that started, William, too, and how you guys even came together. So go for it.
So Far Out Galaxy, we're a collective of creatives and event industry professionals here in Atlanta. And we're a team of photographers, DJs, photo booth attendants, and cinematographers. And we do 50 to 150 events a month here in Atlanta. We started in 2007, and that was William, just as wedding photography. So I'll let him talk a little bit about that.
Okay, well, I decided to be a photography major in 2007. So went to the library and checked out all the books on photography. I spent that summer reading them all. Also at the same time while I was going to school, I got a job at the Walgreens Photo Lab. They didn't have any openings. I went in there every day on my way home from school. Just asked them to hire me, and finally they did. So I wanted to do that. And the whole time I was starting my own company. When I graduated in 2010, I was set. I was ready to go full force.
Yeah, he even photographed like his professor's wedding and stuff. Like
oh,
his professor asked
yeah,
him to photograph
it. Well, not his wedding. It's
engagement photos. Okay. Yeah. Close enough.
That was close. You almost got your wedding. You were this close, William.
101.
Yeah. So then after he went into weddings specifically, just because 55% of all money from photography comes from weddings.
If you were to look at advertising agencies and stuff that do ads for companies like Nikon and Canon, most of them are targeted towards the wedding photographers. That's their biggest market.
Ah, interesting. Very cool. Good to know. So how did you guys transfer into, or how did you go into creating all that? And I'm not sure if you finished where you were, Shelley, by the way.
Yeah. So William was doing wedding photography, and I was in school for photography when we met in 2012. And we got married really quickly. We met in the robot booth. He, at that point, had already came up with the concept of the robot booth and developed software and things. And we met in the photo booth at a bar, got married very quickly, and then we kind of joined forces, began photographing weddings together, and he kept adding robot booths. He built bodies for them, and now we have 10 of those. But over time, people began asking for cinematography to be bundled with photography, and we were like, we can do that. And that goes back to when William was in college, the assistant that he was for, he was the photographer's assistant. That guy, his name is Steven, he's now on our team doing cinematography with us now while he's still at the university. So we added cinematographers.
Such an amazing person.
Yeah, he's really great.
Cinematographer.
We added him to our team. And then after that, we saw that DJs were offering photo booths, and we were like, we can do that. So we added DJs.
Yeah, they're really the ones to thank for bringing the photo booths to the event industry.
Yes. DJs.
Yeah, they're the ones who started it all.
Yeah, they really did. So then we kind of rounded it out. That's all we're doing: audio, visual, photo, cinema, DJ, photo booths.
Now, you guys have a really cool way of how you brand everything. First off, Far Out Galaxy, at Galaxy itself, is centered around, we're aliens and we're fun, we're easy, we're cool to work with, which you guys are, because I've done at least three events with you guys, either myself or through a network member within Atlanta Wedding and Event Professionals. And every time, you guys are super fun, you're there early, you're always engaged, you're always bringing people in and encouraging folks to be part of it. I've worked with Albert, Ali, and a couple other ones. And they're awesome. You guys are awesome. Your team's great. But I really wanted to find out, how did you guys even create the branding and find the concept around how you named the company, one, and then, of course, how you also named even the subsidiaries, like the DJ aspect, the video aspect, photo, of course. How did you guys come to all of that?
So William did most of the branding there. Whenever he began his company in 2007, he started his famous William company. After we got married, and we had been married for a little while, and we began adding other people to our team, we realized that we needed to rebrand to include, you know, a larger team of us. And so we did that, and we realized that we needed to have each of the different services be separate, but also still be together. So it's all Far Out Galaxy. And William, I think, just thought about it for a long, long time. And I think the first one he came up with was Six Hearts Photography. Is that true?
The first company was William Hogan Photography. Then it turned into Famous William Hogan.
Oh, the Famous brand. That's where that came from.
The Famous William Company. And then it turned into just Famous William. And then it turned into... the Far Out Galaxy with the four brands, like, all at once. In 2014, we rebranded at the beginning of the year. We got a new EIN from the government. We redid the whole company. So
purely just for name purposes.
Just to change the name, you have to do all of that.
Yeah, purely for name purposes.
That's cool, though. But yeah, you have the DJ Cuttlefish brand. You got, of course, Six Hearts Photography. You have Squid Wed, which is cool too. I see the cuttlefish and the squid coming together. And then, of course, Robot Booth, Far Out Galaxy. Did I miss any?
So we also have a consultancy called Frienders Consultancy. And we just do like inspiration collaborations and blogging and little meetups and things like that. You know, favors for other Frienders and get each other published and just various things like that. So that's just like a little branch.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's necessary. I think people want to have people that they can collaborate with outside of what's the norm, what's expected, or what they think, oh, this is the only thing that's available, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So when you decided, William, to move from William Hogan Photography, and then you shifted to Famous, which is, I noticed a lot of your teammates would be Famous Ali or Famous Albert, Famous folks. I love that. Was there any kind of doubt or any kind of hesitancy that you faced or you dealt with internally when you knew you wanted to switch brands? Because I think that's something a lot of people struggle with in entrepreneurship when they say, well, I want to change. I feel like we should change the face or rebrand a little bit. They pause for a while because they don't want to affect either their URL trending or anything else. Did you have any hesitance there?
Back then, the team was a lot smaller, so it was a lot easier as a CEO to make those executive decisions and implement them. I would say today I might be a little more hesitant, but then it was definitely a lot easier. It would be now.
Right.
Because like now I would have a lot more opinions to listen to. That's for sure.
Yeah, very true.
Who would not want to work for a company called Far Out Galaxy? I don't think anybody would complain about that.
You know what? And I wanted to go into that aspect with you because everyone seems to be a huge fan. All of the people who work with you, I should say, love working with you guys. In fact,
until
I met you guys at our mixer in January, I didn't know who owned the company because everyone seemed like they carry that spirit of entrepreneurship within the business. So how did you create that culture, that environment with your team?
I think it's probably trust.
Yeah.
And friendship. Sometimes people, like, it's tough. It's like, are you friends with the people you work with? But I like to think that I'm always there for them. You know what I mean? It's not like, don't call me, you know? Right. So I think maybe hopefully they know that I care.
We're really chill, and I feel like we treat them as though we're all just humans that are friendly with each other, and we're working together to make money, and we enjoy what we're doing. So.
People that are toxic to our team, they just kind of, they don't last, you know what I mean? So, like, I don't know, it's like we have a way of not attracting very toxic people.
Yeah, everyone with good vibes comes to us. So it was really easy to build a team with good people.
Yeah, Yeah, and you're committed too, because I don't see that combination, a lot of people who like to have a good time and in a group of folks, you know, maybe one or two of you, but then a lot that you come together and you're still able to work hard, having a good time with the dedication and the commitment it takes. I remember asking one of your teammates, I think it may have been Albert, and I was wondering if you guys were going on to another event after you left from our event, our mix that we were hosting. And he's like, yeah, we're probably going to go right back to the office. And
come back to the office and hang out together.
Yeah. Have it at your office, keep it full of free beer.
That's what it is.
Have a rooftop pool at your office, you know, that's heated. That's good too.
Yeah.
We should see it. You guys want to show us while we chat? Do you want us to see the rooftop?
Sure.
That'd be cool.
Do y'all want to tour of our office really quick?
Yeah, I should have come over there to do the interview today, huh?
Okay. Do we want to go out the front door?
It's like MTV Cribs.
You yeah. Have to come MTV Cribs. Shelly and Noah. Yes. Galaxy Spaceport.
Absolutely. Tell us about the tour. I love how you put the shades on. It's serious time now. We're going on the tour.
Yeah, it's sunny.
All right. We're going to your kitchen.
Yeah. So we're upstairs now. We have a live workspace and we were in the living room at a table, but now we're going to go downstairs and take you guys into our office and out the front door. And then we're going to go up to the sky pad.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Yeah. I should have just been over there today.
You can show her this while I'm getting the keys.
William, are you cold? It's chilly today in Atlanta for some reason, but you don't get cold, do you? All right, where are we walking by? Is that the office now?
All right. Should I flip the camera view? I don't know if I can. I don't know.
This is awesome.
So this is our office
right here. And there's the mini fridge that we mentioned that we keep stock full beer all the time.
And the upstairs, all this is us too.
Sweet.
And go in through here.
Yeah, I love it. Look at that branding. I love it.
Please come over.
That is the coolest vintage
fridge ever.
This is our robot booth.
Yes, I remember you. Hello, robot booth.
This is where we do all our sales meetings.
Hey everyone, hope you've been enjoying this episode of I Did It My Way. I'm Lauren Hines, your hostess, and at this point we wanted to encourage you all to let us know if you have a business or you have a project that you're pushing forward. We would love to welcome you as a sponsor for I Did It My Way. In addition, we're here in the local Georgia area, so we have other opportunities if you are interested in being able to expand your business here in Atlanta, the metro Atlanta area, or if you are local to here. We want to encourage you to reach out and find out some opportunities available through the I Did It My Way sponsorship program, as well as some on-the-ground activities that we do through Atlanta Wedding and Event Professionals Network throughout the year. We have dozens of opportunities for you to be able to partner with us for more than simply the podcast, which of course will reach our audience, but also of course if you want more live on the ground visibility as well in the more high touch capacity, we're happy to be able to introduce some of those opportunities to you too. More so, we just love partnering with other vibrant entrepreneurs who are creating their stories every single day. And so help us along our journey, and we'll help you along yours as you consider partnering with us for I Did It My Way as a sponsor and beyond. If you want to reach out to us, you can contact me, Lauren Hines. You can reach out at info@atlantawep.com, or you can reach out to us by phone at 1-800-316-7816. And we look forward to hearing from you soon. Enjoy the rest of your journey, and we hope you enjoy the rest of this episode. Thanks for checking it out. Very cool.
Here
you
go.
Nice. Very cool. And then we just have this big old TV here that we display work on.
Oh, that's awesome. That's an ultra flat screen. I love it. It looks dope.
Awesome. We're going to go upstairs, and we'll continue up there.
So where are you guys normally hanging out when you're there all day? Where is the area that you guys like to spend the most time working?
If we're doing just sales, we're here with our team, but we take breaks and go upstairs and all sit on the couch together. And we have a big projector in our living room, so we'll like turn on music videos and just chill.
Oh, fun. Very fun. You got to have a cool like work fun environment, you know, just to keep the energy going, you know, it makes such a difference. Oh my goodness, that's cool. That's awesome.
That's where we hang out. Yeah. Hey.
anyways, yeah, so most of our like sales work is done at the table. We do consultations there, meetings with wedding planners and venue owners and stuff like that.
Very cool. So what was the journey like? I mean, getting to the point, because obviously you didn't always start out in this upper level, this two-level office live-work environment. What were some of the more challenging times where you probably didn't even have that type of setup?
You know, there's a lot more challenges now with the new place. Mm-hmm. Things are definitely a lot easier before having an office. So it's not like we solved any problems. We get a lot more publicity now, but it's like, you know, more money, more problems.
Yeah.
That's a good example.
It's not easier.
Somehow money attracts some of those problems that people have these goals, I want to do this and that. But then when you get to that place and you have a next milestone, you still go through a whole new level of challenges that you weren't expecting before. So, but you're saying it was easier back then. I know, but back then, weren't you like, oh, I can't wait till we have this or that. And now you're here like, oh, this is
awesome. You're going to be a movie star, but then you're going to be on tour every day and you're going to get these out of yourself.
It's gorgeous up there. Goodness, that's gorgeous.
So we are bringing you guys up to the sky pad. Our team hangs out up here a lot. This is where we have all of our company meetings, like our parties. I mean, we do workout sessions up here with our team. Everyone in the industry is invited all the time. We try to do them like once a week or so. So we've started just like posting online whenever we do them. We've had a couple people come. So
sweet. That'll be fun. Do you post in your Frienders group too?
Hey, tell me about the bike ride.
Yes. We do post in the Frienders group. And we're also hosting a bike ride on March 22nd, I believe. The industry professionals are invited to as well.
Oh, nice. Are you guys going to hit the Beltline?
Yeah, we're going to hit the Beltline and stop and have some beers along the way on our bicycles.
Oh, that'll be a fun time with everybody. That'll be dope. Good times. Well, so what is it that drives you guys like every day? I mean, you get up, obviously you have a crazy amount of events, so it's not like you can just stop what you're doing. But what is it that like drives you guys every day, motivates you? What are your passions most that keeps you guys going?
Our passions?
I'm really into photography, like most of the great artists, you know.
Yeah.
I love photographing my wife. You know, she's my muse.
That's sweet.
And then, in addition to that, I'd like to have enough money to retire someday. So I'm just trying to hustle now when I'm younger so that when I get older, I can relax more.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a millionaire, but also enjoy what I do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How have you guys been able to ignore the noise? Because, you know, no matter where you are, there's always going to be somebody in your ear, or the social media might be so loud, or the influencers might be so influential, but you haven't found a way to build a life that you guys want to build and a team that you guys love.
We have a name for
it. Yeah. We call it living a life of your own design.
You want to talk a little bit about that, if you don't mind?
Sure, yeah.
We were just born that way.
We don't ignore the people. We don't just blow them off. To me, those are, like, the people that I look to see, like, the state of the industry. I'm constantly doing research, you know? And so if nobody else is doing anything, it's kind of a disappointment, you know? Like, I'm the kind of person that needs constant feedback about everything. So I really, like, I need that. I need that, I need people coming at me.
Yeah,
I like social media. I like that, like, it's just this open place where everybody is and you can see what everybody in the industry is doing.
Yeah,
and how they're doing it.
Know what people are doing.
Like, watch each other live on the internet and stuff. Yeah. So cool.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I've heard two different sides from the industry. You know, some folks will say, oh, it's inspiring to be able to see that. The other side might say it's distracting. I'm going down this one path and then, oh my goodness, I see this and I want to do this. How do you guys find that balance?
Well, our company motto is Hakuna Matata, so we just are really chill about everything.
I don't think it's difficult
for
me, because most of the stuff that's out there is just so blah.
Oh, that's very true.
It's like I try to search out things that are interesting, and it's just like maybe 10 minutes of my day I'll spend, so it's not overwhelming at all. It's kind of underwhelming to me.
I'm on the internet all day long.
I wish there was more.
Yeah, I'm on the internet all day long. He'll spend a little while hanging out on the internet.
It's not much there.
He's right. There's a lot of things that we would like to see in the industry, like creativity-wise.
guys and stuff that we're not seeing.
We ask other people.
So there's
to do
not
things,
really too much noise
don't.
Or anything. There's just like not enough noise.
There's
not enough like
we get
creativity.
Down all the time.
There's not enough like
play down. We do.
Yeah, yeah. I
and
agree
like
with
they
that.
Say, you can't do this. It's too much. It's too far out.
Oh, that's what she was saying earlier. How do you deal with the haters?
Oh,
we just do our shoots
motto,
ourselves.
Matata, yeah. We're always like, yes, yes. We always say yes to everyone.
Yeah, we do. We just say yes to everyone. Even if they're boring, we say yes.
It's like a thing. Yeah. But yeah, like we,
sales
whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're a yes company in a world full of no.
We make a lot of dreams come true. I like to film.
I agree with that.
Very cool. I love
that's
that.
That's where the famous thing came from. Like, I wanted people to, when I took their photos, I wanted them to feel like they were a star, like they were famous. You know, I tried to make the pictures look like the ones in the magazine, so that's how they would feel. They would feel famous.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's kind of like, yeah, it's like a brand thing.
Yeah, yeah. How? What was probably the wildest request that you've said yes to?
I don't know.
Nothing's been wild.
Yeah.
Some stuff is fun. We might be taking our booth on a cruise soon.
Yeah, we do fun things. Like, we're going to be taking the robot booth on a cruise soon for a week.
Crazy level.
But, like, wild? People don't really ask for wild things. People do really fun and creative things sometimes.
Everybody plays it safe.
Yeah, but something that I think recently we saw that I thought was really unique at a wedding was it was a same-sex wedding, and these two guys came out and they played a song on the dance floor about fried chicken, and it was like some soul song, and they carried trays of fried chicken around.
Like some Chip and Dale servers.
And it was, they looked so handsome doing it, and they danced and gave everyone fried chicken, and I just thought that was such a neat way to incorporate food into the party aspect.
Yeah.
And so that was really, really cool.
We've done a couple that was crazy. We did a, like after the wedding was over, the whole wedding party had lanterns and they did a parade through Oakland Cemetery.
Yeah, that was cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Like the whole
that was recently.
Like, they like walked through like
I
it was like a culture
wedding.
It was amazing.
That wedding,
wedding
was
really
incredible.
In love.
I cried like the entire ceremony when I was taking photos.
Wow.
It was like, and all the guests were like, you could tell that there was so much love because it was raining and the tables were outside and people just sat out there and ate their name.
Yeah,
and,
like, they like put napkins on their head and just chilled.
Everybody, they all seem like a really
they were so
response.
Awesome. So that, yeah, that's probably the best part of the industry. That's what keeps me passionate. It's probably the people, getting to photograph the people and be with them on like a really cool day and getting to see how they live their
oh,
lives.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine doing photography for like
babies.
Anything else. Yeah.
Or like photographing razors or something.
You get to share really important days with them, like the most important day perhaps.
Yeah, well, they're like their truest self on that day, and we get to be like 5 feet away from it on 5 feet away from them at all times.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys travel everywhere. I even noticed on your site you had Tokyo on there for your photography as well. I mean, you travel no matter where the client is, you'll go.
Yeah, for wedding photography. Our photo booth doesn't go everywhere. And
ATL, man.
Yeah, ATL when it comes
ATL,
to the photo booth.
We started here. We're only here. We're Atlantis Photo Booth.
Very
dot
cool.
com.
Well, I would love if you don't mind sharing, like, just where, of course, people can find you, because I know faroutgalaxy.com is the primary portal.
So faroutgalaxy.com is a map of everything in our galaxy. So you can actually click on all of the different illustrations and animations there. It's modeled after the Space Jam's original website from the 80s. So basically everything is there. Six Hearts Photography is there, Robot Booth's there, DJ Cuttlefish is there, Squidward Films is there, and then Frienders is down in the bottom and a little school bus flying off the way from the galaxy. So you can click on any of those and you can contact us there, you can see what's up there. But really, I think that people should hang out with us on Instagram, like on Far Out Galaxy's Instagram, because that's where they're really going to see our team. That's where we highlight the people on our team and kind of what they're doing and where we are and, you know, really how much we kind of care about what we're doing and care about each other.
Yeah, very cool.
That Instagram is just for our team. Like, people want to learn about the people on our team.
Yeah.
They go to the Park Galaxy Instagram.
Yeah.
If you want to learn about what the team does, then you can go to the separate brands, Robot Booth, you know, DJ Cuttlefish, Squidward Films, and Six Hearts Photography.
But at Far Out Galaxy is just about us and all of the other awesome aliens.
And Frienders is for the other creatives that are looking to, you know, work with us.
Yeah.
We have a sign up from there that we filled out, you know, become a Friender.
Yeah.
I want to thank you guys for just being part of our interview today. I had tons of fun with you guys. Lots of laughs. No, I mean, I'm glad you guys are just authentic and you're like this all the time. And I think it's something to be praised in this industry where you can find somebody who is the person that they are no matter what time of the day that you talk to them. And so I'm grateful for you guys, grateful to your team. And all, of course, our members that have worked with you or have met you at different events have really enjoyed working with you guys. So thank you again.
Thank you. She's thank so sweet. You. Yeah. We like you.
I say that to all your interviewees.
All right, guys.
He's trying to tell us bye, and we're just like, oh, you're so sweet.
No. I mean, I'm grateful for you guys for your time, too, to do this and to share your story with us because everyone's busy. Everyone's got crazy schedules. So taking that time out is really very much appreciated. So I'll be in touch soon. And thank you, everybody, for checking out this episode of I Did It My Way. We're grateful, of course, to the owners and the creative minds behind Far Out Galaxy, Will and Shelley Hogan, for being with us today. And if you want, you can follow them, of course, at Far Out Galaxy on IG. And you can listen to this episode and share it with your friends. And thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for being a part of the magic with I Did It My Way. Visit us at www.atlantawep.com.